Now, today it's time to find out about a fundraising event which is taking place to raise money for RNIB. It's been carried out by some students from Glasgow Caledonian University, and we have with us Christine Spani to tell us a little bit more. Christine, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and where the idea for this fundraiser's come from.
I'm Christine Spani. I'm from Switzerland. And I am currently studying in Glasgow Caledonian University in second year of Media and Communications. And for one of our courses, which is events management, we were told to think of an idea of an event to put on during the year. The idea didn't come straight away, a lot of ideas, and weren't sure which one to go for. But I think the idea of a cappella is because it's a growing genre in general, but it hasn't been exploited a lot until now. So we thought it would be a great idea to promote such a unique and underrated type of performance.
Okay, so you've chosen music then to put on a concert. Where did the idea to raise funds for RNIB come from?
Well, first of all, it is always great to link an event to a charity. And when we were looking at different ones, there are so many people who will do it for cancer research, which is amazing, but they get a lot of promotion worldwide. And we thought it would be great to look a bit further to get a charity that maybe has less promotion. So we found RNIB, and one of our members has a family member who is blind as well. So it's quite a personal matter for us. So yeah, we thought a music event would be great for people who are partially sighted, because they probably enjoy listening to music a lot. So that's basically where the idea came from.
And you've chosen a cappella as opposed to, you know, just looking for bands or singers or so on. Was there any particular reason behind that?
Well, it is also because it's quite different. And since we're competing with a lot of other groups, we thought that a cappella would definitely be an original night, an original idea.
You've come up with the idea. How do you put it together? How do you source everyone to take part?
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. It's basically a lot of research online, looking for bands, for sponsors. It's a lot of contact with these people, continuous contact as well. So yeah, we basically looked a lot on social media and obviously promoted it a lot. So yeah, we've had some very positive feedback from bands who most of them couldn't participate because it's during Easter break. But they were very kind and very supportive of our idea. So it's been an interesting experience putting all of this together.
So you all go now for Curtain Up?
Yeah, it's basically just more promotion because it's happening on the 23rd of March. Just keep promoting it on social media, leaflets. But yeah, it's basically ready.
Okay, so what are the details? Where, when, and what can people expect?
So it is happening on the 23rd of March at 7 o'clock at Kitty O'Shea's, which is an Irish pub, which is just off Central Station on 15 Waterloo Street. It's a very modern pub, and a lot of live music goes on there. So during the night, it'll kick off at 7. We'll have a speech, and then all four bands are going to perform for approximately 15 minutes. So it's basically a competition between the four, and at the end, the public gets to vote for which band was the most successful. There'll also be a raffle at the end of it, and there's free food being served at 7:30, which is kindly offered by the venue.
Fantastic. What about tickets then? What prices for those, and how do people get more info or get in touch with you?
All the information is on our social media, on ARC Enterprises, our Facebook page. But it's £3 for early bird tickets. You can get those by just putting your name down on our Facebook page. And it's £5 at the door. The address is ARC Enterprises on Facebook. You just type that in. It should come up straight away. And then it's under the event a cappella evening. If you just click on that, you will get all the information under the information page.
Christine, wish you all the very best with the event. And thank you for telling us all about it on Insight Radio.
Thank you very much for having us.